This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Forces loyal to a powerful Libyan commander said Thursday they are now battling their former allies, Chadian rebels, who have sought refuge in southern Libya as they fight the government in Chad's capital. The self-styled Libyan army led by Commander Khalifa Hifter says it launched an operation against the Chadian fighters on the border with Chad. The clashes flared up earlier this week and could further destabilize the wider Sahel region months after Chadian President Idriss Déby was killed under murky circumstances after ruling Chad for more than 30 years and becoming an important ally to Western nations in the fight against Islamic extremism in Africa. The Chadian government blames the rebels for his killings. Hifter's forces, which control eastern and most of southern Libya, said they launched airstrikes on the rebels' positions and sent reinforcement to the border area. Libya has been in turmoil since 2011 when a civil war toppled longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi, who was later killed. China on Thursday denounced a new Indo-Pacific security alliance between the United States, Britain, and Australia, saying such partnerships should not target third countries, warning of an intensified arms race in the region. The agreement announced a day earlier will provide Australia with the technology and capability to deploy nuclear-powered submarines from the United States and Britain. The United States and its allies are looking for ways to push back against China's growing power and influence, particularly its military buildup, pressure on Taiwan, and deployments in the contested South China Sea. U.S. officials did not give a time frame for when Australia would deploy a nuclear-powered submarine or how many would be built. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday urged Russians to vote in parliamentary polls this week, in which most vocal Kremlin critics have been barred from running in an unprecedented crackdown. Putin's United Russia Party is expected to retain its majority in the lower house of parliament, but has been struggling with low polling figures ahead of the vote. The Russian leader is currently isolating after the Kremlin announced this week an outbreak of cases among his inner circle. He said Thursday dozens had tested positive. Analysts and Kremlin critics have warned of low levels of oversight during the vote, with international observers not participating. And Ukraine's foreign minister on Thursday accused Moscow of violating international law by holding the vote on the Crimean Peninsula annexed by Russia in 2014. Britain is giving coronavirus booster shots to people over aged 50 and those ages 16 to 49 with underlying medical conditions. The National Health Service says the first shots were administered Thursday to healthcare workers. That means more than 30 million people are due to be given a booster at least 6 months after their second dose of vaccine. More than 81% of British adults have received two doses. The decision to offer booster shots is not recommended by the World Health Organization, which has asked wealthy nations to delay giving them until every country has vaccinated at least 40% of their people. So far, only a few wealthy countries have recommended the use of boosters. Italian officials said Thursday Italy is poised to become the first country in Europe to make it mandatory for all workers to have a COVID-19 green pass, with the cabinet due to approve the measure. The pass is a digital or paper certificate showing someone has received at least one vaccine dose, tested negative, or recently recovered from the disease. It was originally conceived to ease travel among European Union states, but Prime Minister Mario Draghi's broad unity government has rapidly extended its use to persuade more people to get vaccinated and blunt the spread of the virus. While some European countries have ordered their health workers to get vaccines, none have made the green pass mandatory for all employees, making Italy a test case for the continent. And German security officials said Thursday they detained four people, one of them a 16-year-old, who were allegedly planning to attack a synagogue in a western city with explosives. The arrest took place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in Judaism, and 2 years after a deadly attack in another German city on the Yom Kippur holiday. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.